2. Happy parties. Dance parties. 2. Inviting someone to a dance party.
Tom, Mike, and Kate are talking about going to a dance party. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
I heard they're having a dance party at the City Hall this Saturday night. Mr. Smith invited me to go. Are you going? I'm thinking of going. Let's ask Kate to go, too.
After a while.
Hi, Kate. How about going to the dance party with us?
Yes. I'd be glad to join you. How about asking Jane to go too?
Yes, let's. I heard they're having a dance party at the City Hall this Saturday night. Mr. Smith invited me to go. Are you going? I'm thinking of going. Let's ask Kate to go, too.
After a while.
Hi, Kate. How about going to the dance party with us?
Yes, I'd be glad to join you. How about asking Jane to go too?
Yes, let's.
Three. Asking for a dance.
Kate and Tom are at a dance party. Another dance has just begun. Tom asks Kate to dance. Listen to the dialogue. Match the people to their words.
They dance very well, don't they?
They're well matched. May I have this dance with you?
Do you like the foxtrot?
Yes, but I'm only a beginner. I am better at the waltz. You dance very well.
Thank you.
The music ends. I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, too. They dance very well, don't they?
They're well matched. May I have this dance with you?
Do you like the foxtrot?
Yes, but I'm only a beginner. I am better at the waltz. You dance very well.
Thank you.
The music ends. I had a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
5. A little trick at the dance party. Read the story taking place at a dance party and do the exercises.
At a dance party last year, the staff decided to play a joke on their boss. When he went to the bathroom, they went through his wallet and found his lottery ticket. Then they wrote down his numbers and called over the waitress to set up a little trick. She came back half an hour later and asked if anyone wanted to know the night's lottery numbers, and then put the numbers on the table. The boss looked at the numbers, then pulled out his wallet and checked them. He became really silent, put his wallet back in his jacket, and sat down again, breathing really fast. After a couple of minutes, he pulled out his wallet and lottery ticket again and checked the numbers very carefully. Then he raised his drink, stood up on his chair, and shouted out to the whole room, "I just want to let you all know something. I've been having an affair with my secretary for months. I don't like any of you, and I have hated working for this company. You can all go to hell, because I've just won millions of dollars, and I'm leaving." End of job. End of marriage. End of story.
Seven. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
How about asking Jane to go?
What about going shopping?
Let's go to the movie.
Yes, let's.
I'd love to.
Birthday parties. 2. Kate welcomes guests to her house.
York and Alice are invited to Kate's birthday party. Kate is welcoming her guests to her house. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Happy birthday, Kate.
It's good of you to come to my birthday party. I'm so happy to see you.
Has Alice arrived yet?
Not yet, but I'm expecting her soon. Come right in, York, please.
Thank you very much.
This way, please. Make yourself at home.
After a while.
Good evening, Kate. Good evening. I've been expecting you. York has just arrived. Is that so? I'm so glad he's here, too.
Happy birthday, Kate.
It's good of you to come to my birthday party. I'm so happy to see you.
Has Alice arrived yet?
Not yet, but I'm expecting her soon. Come right in, York, please.
Thank you very much.
This way, please. Make yourself at home.
After a while.
Good evening, Kate. Good evening. I've been expecting you. York has just arrived. Is that so? I'm so glad he's here, too.
Three. Toasting Kate's birthday.
As the party begins, York wishes Kate happy birthday. Listen to the dialogue and match the people to their words.
Let's have a toast to Kate. Happy birthday to you, Kate.
Thank you, York.
This is my birthday present for you.
Oh, what nice shoes. I like them. Thank you, York.
Don't mention it.
And here's to your birthday, Kate. No matter how old you are, you don't look it. Well, Alice, I'm very glad to hear it and to be friends with you.
Cheers!
Let's have a toast to Kate. Happy birthday to you, Kate.
Thank you, York.
This is my birthday present for you.
Oh, what nice shoes. I like them. Thank you, York.
Don't mention it.
And here's to your birthday, Kate. No matter how old you are, you don't look it. Well, Alice, I'm very glad to hear it and to be friends with you.
Cheers!
5. A surprise party. Read the passage and do the exercises.
My brother Dave was invited to a surprise birthday party just after we had moved into a new school district. He didn't want to go, however, because he couldn't remember ever meeting the birthday boy. Ridiculous, said my mother. If he didn't know you, his mother wouldn't have invited you. With that, she packed him off to have a good time. When Dave came home, Mom wanted to know how it had gone. Well, he said sadly, we got there and everyone hid behind a couch. Then, when the boy came in, we all jumped up and shouted, "Surprise!" And he pointed straight at me and shouted, "Who is he?"
Seven. Read me.
Getting older. It's birthday time again, I see. Another year's gone by. We're older than we used to be. The thought could make me cry. For getting older is not such fun when there's hurting in your back, and it's agony if you have to run, and a pleasure to lie in the sack. Yes, getting older is quite a bore, but to not get old is worse. So, happy birthday, let's shout once more, and to heck with our ride in the hearse. Hooray for getting older! Happy birthday, and many more. Vocabulary. New words.
Poster.
Collection.
Invite.
Foxtrot.
Waltz.
Rumba.
Trick.
Wallet.
Staff.
Lottery.
Silent.
Breathe.
Secretary.
Marriage.
Expect.
Toast.
Mention.
Cheers.
Suggestion.
Carton.
Cigarette.
Wine.
District.
Ridiculous.
Pack.
Hide.
Couch.
Proper nouns.
Kate.
Jane.
The City Hall.
York.
Alice.
Dave.